Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 23, and we're reading verses 8 to 12.
These are the names of David's mighty men. Josheb-Barshebeth, a Tarkamonite, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 800 men, whom he killed in one encounter. Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahohite. As one of the three mighty men, he was with David when they taunted the Philistines, gathered for battle. Then the men of Israel retreated, but he stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi, the Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down. And the Lord brought about a great victory.
Our focus is on verse 12. Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. As one of David's mighty men, Shammah is a good example on three counts. Firstly, he is named, clearly identified as one of David's men. So for us, we must be clearly identified with Christ as one of his followers. Next, Shammah took his stand. He was ready and waiting, not running away like the others. In Ephesians chapter 6, we are given spiritual armour to put on, so that we can stand ready for any attack of the enemy. Sometimes we can see an attack coming, but sometimes we're caught by surprise. That's why we must be properly dressed and ready to stand firm. Then lastly, Shammah was in the middle of the field. This was a deliberate move. He avoided being cornered and could clearly see an approach of the enemy and so defeat them. So let's make sure we don't get cornered by compromising our walk with Jesus, and let's remain alert so as to defeat any attack Satan makes against us. A prayer. Lord God, thank you for providing for our protection against the attacks of our enemy. Help us to stand firm with courage and clearly identified as one of your disciples. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.